This the Black Powder Podcast. Kick up your feet, lean on your armrest, right, and get your mind blessed on this conquest. Hold a grip like a 12th gauge. Let this moment kick. Black people moving and having some gun ownership. I carry weight, not to keep the camera safe. It's thinking about you, my kids and my parents' faces. The big topics they don't wanna involve us. Think we're novice, but now we're moving hard with revolvers. This the Black Powder Podcast. Let's get it started. Yeah.
Primer's hit, the powder's lit. It's time to get on target. Welcome to another episode of the Black Powder Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Yasuke Fett. And just a general reminder of your marching orders and why we have created the Black Powder Podcast. The main mission is to change the social view of black society and firearms. How did we do that? Glad you asked. We talk, walk, read, write, and think about it to find a better solution for a brighter future for the proper protection of black people. Join us through education, practice, and safety as we take down the stigma of black people and guns, one discussion at a time. Just a general reminder, you cannot do a mag dump without a couple of rounds. So if you like what you're hearing and you happen to like this show, send out an email to blackpowderpodcast@gmail.com and let me know what your favorite episode is. Whether or not you agree, disagree, or have questions, please make sure to send them to blackpowderpodcast@gmail.com. And always, feel free to like, share, and subscribe. The only way to continue to grow is to continue to share this knowledge with other people. And the only way to even get the message out is to let everyone know. So once again, if you like what you heard and would like to continue to hear, please like, share, and subscribe. And as always, you can find us on multiple platforms, especially main ones. As of recently, we are now on Spotify, Apple iTunes, Google Podcast, Amazon Music, and Audible.
Can you just tell us who you are and a little bit of your background?
My name is Denzel Washington. I'm an actor. No. Locke's Low Firearm Reviews. I'm a firearm instructor in Jacksonville, Florida. I do also gun reviews. I also demonstrate training drills. So, if you can't get to me and take a class by me, these are drills you can do at home or at your local range to help yourself get better and more proficient with your firearm. And then a host of other things, It's not, I'm not a one-trick pony over here.
And I just want to say that I loved you in Man on Fire, and you were robbed of that Oscar. I think you should have got the Oscar for Man on Fire before
Training Day. I'm still mad about that. I'm still thinking of coming by, airing that bitch out. But, it's cool. It's cool. I got a Training Day, so I'm good.
Shoot, if anything, it'd probably increase the ratings of the Oscars, man. I mean, heck, Chris Rock got slapped by Will Smith, and their ratings went through the roof.
Yeah, see, Will Smith would have never done that to me. He knows better.
Shoot, that's another topic, man. I did a whole show on that. I'm like, a long time ago, it was when it came to, black issues or whatever, or, beef, it was always, we'll handle it behind closed doors, not in front of the cameras or anything, man. And it seems like those times have changed a lot.
Could people do something on social media and they can have their life destroyed or their whole life changed. And so, anything for the clout.
Yeah, I mean, as long as a lot of people only fans interested in what they're doing, I think they should be okay.
Right, it's that too. It's like, when people can, a woman can make an OnlyFans account, she's making $10,000 a month showing her body. What does that tell the working woman who's doing, 50 plus hours a week? And, she's getting not even a fraction of that, maybe like 1500 every 2 weeks. Now, what is she going to supposed to think? So, I don't know. Everyone's going for that quick come up. I've been doing this 7 years. So, I'm only at 40K, but I earn every last single one of my followers and subscribers. And so, I don't know. I enjoy the progress. I like seeing through the progression through the years. Yeah, I don't need to be an overnight sensation. Because usually when those people come that quick, they usually go away that quick. You know what I mean?
That's kind of I'm not going to touch that sentence, but yeah. But yeah, you're right, man.
Enjoy the progress, man. Enjoy the build up. It makes everything sweeter. And then you look back at what you built, you know, it makes it feel better versus, you know, you just you know, showing your ass to get where you at, and now you're not even really happy because of the shit you had to do to get where you at, you know.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, man. Matter of fact, I was talking with somebody a while ago because, you know, whenever it comes to our society, it's either you want to play sports, you want to be a rapper, or you know, now the explosion of OnlyFans. So it got to the point where I'm like, you know, we're gonna look up one day, and all we're gonna have to show for it is beats and booty. We ain't really gonna have anything that's tangible or anything that's really gonna be beneficial to our society, especially as Black people.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the main reason is because of the recognition. You know, oppress one thing, like I think I said in a post before, that the only thing, the most important thing that oppressed people have is pride. You know, pride in their ego, and so also love. They want recognition. They want attention. They want to feel like, you know, they're a human being. They exist. They're there. And so, to them, getting a 9-to-5 job where you're working in some office or doing this, even though it's important. If it's not something that all the other Black people can look up and be like, oh, I want to be just like him, I want to be just like him, they don't feel as good. You know, it's replacing that void of not knowing my culture, not knowing where I came from, knowing I went through all this traumatic past in history for the past 400 plus years. And now somehow I got to, you know, I got to, you know, put a security blanket over this so I can't see it. And so the best way to do it is, you know, the attention of the people. So if I'm getting this recognition from these people, then I must mean something. You know, I must be better than just a slave or just Negroes. You know what I mean? And so that's why they always go for those positions. And, you know, I won't say all white people, but the racist white people, they understand that. They know that. And so that's why they're always exploiting these people. That's why we have these sexy reds out here or all
Oh
these,
God.
you know, I like King Von's music, but all at the same time, all he rapped about was killing people, and he wasn't killing the Klan. No, he wasn't killing people who was causing harm to the community like that, you know. It's just, and so, you know, they know that, and so they exploit that because they know you're desperate to get out the hood, you're desperate to be, have money, stop being poor, you know, to be somebody of importance, somebody of recognition. And so they'll exploit that, give you the money, give you the fame, put you in the music videos, give you all these nice clothes, but you know, they just raping you this whole time. You know, figuratively and literally, you know, don't go to Diddy
Yeah.
Mansion. Don't go to Take That Mansion.
Man. I mean, and you know, to that point too, I mean, look at Jonathan Majors, man. Because in my opinion, not the was it the video where they're in the was it his house or the hotel or whatever, and she was knocked out, she had no pants on or whatever. I don't know the actions that led up to that, but what I do know is the actions of him exiting that vehicle, trying to run away from what is a potential threat now, which was coming from somebody who was a quote unquote family member or whatever. I mean, you know, the fact that he's trying to run away and they still book him with, I think it was like a case of assault and in something else, despite the fact that the hardcore evidence says that he doesn't want to be a part of that whatever the issue was that was going on. Because I mean, you know, he works out for his films and everything. He's probably tall, I'd guess probably over six. You know, he easily could have stopped that video from being, I don't know, let's say 5 plus minutes long. He could have made that a 30-second clip, if you know what I'm getting at. So it just baffles me that the court system, now granted, I know the court system isn't exactly in anybody's favor, especially us, but nonetheless, it just
Exactly,
baffles
but
me.
exactly, you know, we know that. We know the court systems don't be in our favor, especially when it's a brother versus, you know, someone who's not a brother or sister.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
Yeah.
honestly, I haven't looked too much to it. I've heard, the only thing I saw was that he was running away, but I didn't look too much into it. I was like, I mean, the grass ain't always greener. That's honestly what I said. And I kept it pushing. But, you know, that's what they do. That's what they
Yeah.
do. They couldn't get OJ on that one thing, so they got him for something else. You know, gotta, I don't know. I don't know what to say to that. You know, I wouldn't put myself in that position, so it's hard for me to say what I would do. So
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I know it gets harder the more fame you get to actually find people that are, I guess, 100% loyal or, people that you can rely on. But nonetheless, you should still have that built-in instinct of like,
Yeah,
I,
exactly. The history of America,
yeah.
like just because you're a black man and you just one of the Negroes that happen to make it. You got money, you got fame. That don't mean like shit's good for you or like all your problems are just over with or just racism stops because now okay, he's in a different tax bracket and you racist. That shit don't happen. There are too many of these brothers and sisters get to that position and then it's like they forget that like they're black. Like like
No, you're
no.
right.
Yeah, so I mean, what
Yeah,
can I say, man?
but not much you can say. It's just there's not a
Yo,
lot of
just
people that
do
keep that humbleness.
this. Right? Just all you can say, brothers and sisters, look at it, study it, see what went right, see what went wrong, and how can you move in a way that you can better your chances of not being in that position. And
Right.
that's honestly all you can do because we live, the country is what the country is. It's not going to change overnight. It's been 200 plus years, 400 years, however you want to say. The shit hasn't changed and it's not going to change, especially the way things are going, right? I tell people, like black people, like, it's going to be hard to fix a black community when the American country itself is in shambles. It's hard to build, a fertile garden in unfertile soil. That's why I'm telling black people get armed, get training, not just to shoot, but also medical as well. Learn how to land nav, learn how to procure your water, how to find different sources of food, right? Because again, if America is failing, can't barely take care of the American people, then y'all gonna have to take care of, we're gonna have to take care of ourselves, right? So that's all I'd be preaching and be honest. I understand there's problems out there. All I'd be saying is, what is your solution? You see what I'm doing? Are you training? Are you preparing your family and your friends? If you're not doing any of that stuff and you're just sitting there complaining, then I don't know what to tell you, bro. Because I'm actively on the daily trying to do things to help the situation. I'm not just sitting there complaining about something we've known for the past 400 years, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I get it. That does make sense, because end of the day, this will kind of lead us towards the first question I'm gonna ask you. But like, if you look at the whole issue of the quote unquote gender war that's going on YouTube, where you got, was it red pill, blue
YouTube
pill,
and Instagram,
pink
bro. I hate
pill?
it. I hate that shit so much. Like, I understand. Listen, everyone, whether it's a man or a woman, there's gonna be dickheads on both sides. Whether you're black, white, Asian, whether there's gonna be dickheads on both sides, gonna be good and bad people. And I hate when people just be like, oh, because I got fucked over. Now that means everybody can fuck me over. That's not true. No, it's that all women are hoes or all women are gonna cheat on you. I get, yes, there's a large majority of people who have no morals, no faith, and none of that shit. But there's also a large portion of people who do. And I think a lot of the problems is, I want to sit and ask these people, where'd you meet this person? Now, how'd you guys meet? And I feel like a lot of the answers is going to lead to some of the same places, the club or some type of party, some type of, event. Something like that. That's just how I feel. I might not be right, but that's just how I feel.
Yeah, and I mean I could agree with that because like in my case I got a divorce because mine didn't our relationship didn't work out. We barely even lasted a year, and I'm the one that has to accept accountability for that because I dated her I think within 6 months, and in my mind I'm like, okay, yeah, I think this is gonna work out. She seems like the right one. And then
You had one of the boot camp marriage relationships. You have
shoot.
for a few months called getting married.
Dishonorably discharged. But I don't have anybody to really blame on that other than myself. I mean, yeah, I could blame her too, because we both said I do, but nonetheless, I was the one that was courting her. So I don't have anybody to blame but myself. All the trials, tribulations, situations, whatever I'm going through now, I realize it's my fault. I could either, sit down and bitch about it or, man up
Right,
and do
get
something
out,
about it.
take better version of yourself. So the next woman you meet, it's the greatest version of you she gonna have, right? That's really all. Yeah, that's all you really can do, you know?
Yeah. Pick yourself up, get out the dirt, keep going.
Right.
But on that topic of YouTube, man, can you tell us about your experiences as a firearm YouTuber in a dominantly white industry?
It's been mixed. You know, I've had, you know, people who love what I do. I have people who absolutely hate what I do. I have people in the middle who like that I'm with guns, but they don't understand why I'm so heavy on preaching to African Americans. So it's been an interesting journey, I can say. You know, I've met a lot of good people. You know, I've like police chiefs. I've had special forces like Nigeria, and other foreign armies, reach out to me. I've had active duty like Green Berets or Army Rangers, you know, reach out to me. You know, they've all been different races. Some of them white, some black. And it's I can't really say it's been one thing because it's always like a roller coaster of shit. So, but there has been hurdles. You know that, you know it's gonna be hurdles. You're the only one of the few black people there, and so especially me doing talk what I do. Yeah, not a lot of those companies don't really, you know, fuck with me like that. But that's fine, you know, because again, if you don't want to fuck with me, then I'm fine with that. I don't need all these sponsors. I don't need all these. I don't need, you know, 50 guns. Yeah. So it'd be nice, but I don't need it. So I know my mission when I first came onto it, when I first started doing the videos, is because I was in the Navy and, you know, I was about to get out and, you know, I saw someone like, I saw Coley on the War. He was like the only black guy out there really doing it. And I saw like Hank Strange.
Yeah.
But, and I was like, that's it. It's the two black guys and all these white people out here doing the gun channel. And I just felt like I could do the same thing. And so, you know, eventually one day I just made a video, made another video, and I kept doing it, kept doing it. Now, 7 years later, here I am. You know, and I get, like I said, people in special forces all around the world who follow my page and channel. I get, you know, SWAT guys, you know, police chiefs that know me on a first name basis. And then for my videos. So it's been an interesting journey, you know. So
Shoot, it sounds like you did make some positive, some positive networking happen during that journey, which is always a plus, man, because.
bro. Like I've trained at least I know for my CCW, I've certified at least over 50 people. I lost count, but it's been over 50 African Americans that I've trained just to get a CCW. I can't count how many I've trained though, like on firearms and everything, because that's triple digits probably. But all those people, you know, I feel really good about what I'm doing because this is stuff that they can use, you know, to not only protect their life, but protect the lives of their loved ones and their friends. I
That
feel good
part
about
right
what I'm doing.
there, good. That's the main thing, 'cause
Right, you can't have a community, you can't have a nation, you can't have a tribe, you can't have none of that shit if you guys can't protect yourself.
exactly, man. I definitely agree with that. Yeah. What more do you need to say for that answer? That was a good one, and I definitely agree, man. The thing that always gets me is like when you're trying to. Put up content that's like pro-black and it's trying to do something positive for black society, you don't really hit the quote unquote algorithm like you should because for the most part, like say for example, I'm looking for a Springfield Hellion or a VHS video right on the firearm because I got one, so I want to do some research on it. So I'll come up with like a bunch of other gun channels like I think say for example Such, I think he did a channel on or he did a video on that gun, right? And then just like a bunch of other ones that I've never heard of. So I'm like, okay, cool, I guess I'll figure that out. But then when I go back to my home page and the algorithm's like, okay, he's black and he likes firearms. So now it brings up all these other black channels where there's like a lot of unqualified people that just purchased a firearm and they didn't really train with it or whatever, but they're teaching you all this Call of Duty shit, which, at the end of the day is teaching people wrong, teaching people the incorrect ways to handle certain things. The worst one I saw was this guy was he was quote unquote clearing his house. Now, granted, I mean, I'll admit right off the bat, I don't have any military experience, and I'm looking at it from the civilian aspect, and trying to use my logic, if you will, that this dude was quote unquote trying to clear his house with, I think it was a compact Glock with, you already know probably, but a compact Glock with like a 30 round magazine and a flashlight with a laser on it, the red dot, typical setup. And he was, it looked like a bad version of a GoldenEye from like the Nintendo 64 era, but he was like rolling through the house. Then he had a target set up in the garage. The target was set up to the far left of the door. This dude opens the door, walks into the room, and he's pointing straight through the door, like literally at the garage, not to the left of it, but where the garage door is at. And he's slowly going around the room with the flashlight engaged until he finds the target to the left. Now, if,
Is that Detroit Urban Survival?
oh God, no, but it's
Oh, okay. Because I remember him
Detroit
doing some
Urban
shit like
Survival
that,
Training.
where he was like, he came through the door. Like, the first thing you saw was the muzzle of his gun, and the guy was off to the left. And the guy basically could have honestly dropped his ass before he even knew. Because, like,
Exactly.
you presented yourself to the target, and now the target has that much more of a window to know not only, hey, what's going on? What should I do? Now do it versus you, right? You come in the room before you even clear left, you're probably getting hit.
Exactly. That's how I was looking at it. It wasn't dust. It was like it was a lesser known channel, like you said earlier, where it's like the dude had, I think, 20K followers or whatever, and he wasn't getting a whole lot of views, and all it really was just him showing off the firearm in the on the camera. And
And that
like
goes back to
most of the
what I said,
guys,
that quick come up, like quick, because they know if they flash the guns and they go the entertainment route versus the education route. Education route takes a lot longer. You gotta want not only yourself to have the knowledge or get the knowledge, but you have to build up enough trust in people for them to see that, okay, this guy is knowledgeable and he's going to give me the good knowledge. That takes time. Versus entertainment, you just mag dump him with a red tiger camo AK-47 Draco. You're gonna get a lot of quick attention spans. Oh, this is entertaining, like. And so that's
Based
why
off
I be
of
telling
ignorance.
like, that's why I be telling like, black channels who do follow an education, like Undead Prophet, the guy who shoots me, Eric. I tell him that our metrics don't get measured. There is no metric for people educated, people who learned something, people who were whose minds were open. There's no metric for that. So you're not gonna really see your well our metric is the comments that say, I appreciate this information. Thank you for helping me out. Hey, I saw your video and I bought this product. Hey, thank you for doing this. I've been training, I couldn't figure it out, but now I figured it out. That is our metric of how good we are doing as educators. And
True.
that's what I call myself. I'm not an entertainer. I don't do that entertaining shit. I'm not shaking ass for nobody. So,
I mean, you do some pretty cool stuff, man. I've seen some of the Short Bus Actual clips, man. Those are pretty
and
cool.
I don't have to shake my ass for that shit. I just, that's my hard work and dedication over the years being put in. And people are like, you make it look so easy because we've been, me and Keith and Eric, we've been shooting around each other for at least 3 years. I think me and Keith have been shooting like almost like 5 years now. And so, again, that takes time. You're talking about 5 years, 3 years, 4 years. We're talking in years here, not months and weeks and days. So, and that's why it looks so good. It looks so smooth, because you've just done it so many times that it's more of a don't do it till you get it right, but do it till you can't get it wrong.
And yeah, that makes a lot of sense too, especially since it's not just you out there shooting, it's you and several other people. Everything's not going to roll like I don't know, Call of Duty, SWAT, whatever. Most of the people see that, given the Dunning-Kruger effect, once they go out and buy a firearm. Because I always joke about this, but when John Wick first came out, you had so many channels follow up quickly, and they're like, "Yeah, I'm Draco Wick." I mean, not knocking him or whatever. There's a channel. I'm just throwing stuff out there. I'm Little Bobby X Rick. Just whatever. It's almost like there were so many Wicks to the point where it kind of rivaled all the littles in the hip hop game, man. 'Cause like everybody
All
wanted to be him.
criminals, all the I don't know why so many black people want to call themselves Osama.
What?
Oh yeah, I guess there's a lot of like rappers that have the name Osama in their name, like X Osama, Lil Zay Osama, Osama bin Laden. Like it's just, I don't know. They just go with whatever they think is cool and catchy. So, you know how it is,
That,
bro.
yeah, like I said, a quick come up.
Exactly. You
Wow.
know, a lot of these, I don't want to say they're dumb, but they don't have the, I guess, the awareness of what they're doing. No, to them, it's just like, oh, we're having fun, getting money. I'm not really thinking of how does this project to my community.
Right, and speaking of community, here's another one for you. Because I know you're talking earlier that you weren't worried about the getting the support or the brand help from like other firearm industries or other firearm companies, if you will. Have you ever encountered any discrimination or bias in the industry based on that? And if so, have you navigated through it? Because I know you said that no matter what, you continue to push through and put out
Oh
your
yeah,
own brand
bro.
of content. But
Yeah, bro. Because when they close one, listen, there's multiple doors to success in really any field you kind of look into. So if you look into the YouTube gun channel field, there's multiple doors to get to where you want to go. Just because like you don't get the brand support. Oh, sure. Thank you. Thank you. I'm out here. All right. But yeah, like I said, just because you don't, let's say hypothetically, Brownells. But okay, we'll go with Brownells. I'm not throwing dirt on Brownells or anything, but I'm just giving an example. Like that BR180. I had several products sent to me from Brownells, and you know, all of a sudden after the Black Militia stuff, you know, I don't get any of my messages returned. I haven't got anything. If you notice after the Black Militia stuff, I haven't had any of those PSA upper reviews, Brownells reviews, or this optic reviews. And you know, because you know, a lot of those companies don't mess with me after that. But the thing is, like I said, there's multiple doors. So guess what? People who follow my channel, they buy those uppers, they buy those parts. And so what I do, I just reach out to them. Hey, do you mind sending it to me? And I don't mind paying for the shipping and stuff. And I'll test it out and I can send it back. Or if you're local to me, why don't you come down here and I can put you on the channel? And now, not only am I still getting the product reviews and making the content, but now I have a better connection and relationship with the people of my channel. And now I can communicate with them and they have a chance to get on the channel. And so now, like, they thought they could stop you, but now they just really made it better for you. And so that's how I think, bro. Like, honestly, that's how I think, man. It's like when I ran hurdles in high school. You got a hurdle, but you just step over it and you keep going. Because like behind every hurdle is like what, just clear ground. So,
Just man talking about track and field. He got me having
I
flashbacks.
remember all those. I still do some of the leg workouts when I go to the gym. But yeah, it's honestly just like that, you know. Because if they don't want to support you know, then just find a different way. Just because they don't send you the product free doesn't mean you can't do content on that product. So,
Yeah, true.
and be honest, like all, if you have a follower, let's say you wanted to get a PSA Jackal to review on it, but I reach out to PSA, and PSA says, again, hypothetically, PSA says, no, we don't want to send it out to you. We don't like your channel. We feel like it's racist, whatever. All right, cool. I just make a quick little video. Who here has a PSA Jackal? I already know there's someone here in Jacksonville or nearby Jacksonville that already has one because I did a little video on one. So guess what? I'll just reach out to him. Hey, I want to do a video on your Jackal. So come out to the range and I'll have him on the video. And then not only do you get my perspective, but you get a perspective of somebody else's who actually owns a gun. And so now it just makes the video more better because the more people you have to give input versus just one input kind of makes things better. Now there's a point where it's too much input. You know, one, two, three people giving the input, that's usually good. Because again, you know, he's a different body size to me. I'm a different body size to him. So people my size want to know how does this gun feel? How heavy does it feel in the hands? How does it recoil feel? Versus people his size, they want to know the same thing as well. So One monkey won't stop the show, man. I live by that. But it ain't gonna just stop.
This the Black Powder Podcast, let's get it splitting. We got the wisdom hitting targets with a mark with precision. We're having fun in the booth, we're running gun for the truth. Every future black gun owner, we're spreading the news. We do illegal, we're moving regal and blessing the people. Some hopes for the culture, we keep it locked like guns in a holster. Holding it down as we're loading the rounds. If they were nervous back then they're gonna be scared of us now. Black Powder Podcast, we'll be back in a while.